Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Dear ones, this is a sacred time. We have to again say in the meeting here that the thing that makes it a soup of coherence is how you perceive it. Do you feel these messages are from the other side of the veil or something else? My partner has been doing this now for 28 years. And in that time, every single time he's let me through, I recognize those in the chairs. As believers, as unbelievers, it doesn't matter. I see them as souls that I know. Free will creates that which often is dissension. Sometimes those who are intellectual and scientific are not ready to consider that this could be real. It upsets the structure they almost worship. And then there are those who have the ability to go between, realizing again that the master physicist is responsible for this and the other. That you can have beautiful rules of physics and at the same time beautiful love, compassion, and the belief that there's energy that you haven't yet tapped that is human consciousness. The beginning of the experiments on this planet that see consciousness and physics together are starting to show that, dear ones, what you think can create things. Is it possible, literally, that human consciousness could change the reality of the planet, that which you live in, bring peace to the world? And the answer is yes. But perhaps not as you designed your thoughts or that you were told by those who were spiritual. I am not talking about a time when everybody awakens to spiritual things. No, not at all. Not even close. I'm talking about a time when humanity awakens to harmonious potential and sees that as the answer for reality. And some of them will ally it to spirituality, and some will say it's simply common sense and it doesn't matter. You're going to have an entire earth one day, still with many spiritual systems, but ones that get along. Ones that say, well, this is how our history says we should worship. And this is the prophet that carries that which we are interested in. But we are monotheistic and realize that you have your way of loving and worship too. And it may not be our way, but it is not the wrong way, because God is God and love is love. And dear ones, that is evolution. It's not going to be a planet that awakens to that which is odd, esoteric, or even one system. It's better than that. It's humans that are saying it's self-evident that harmony is survival, and that the glue of that seems to be understanding and compassion. It seems to change everything. If you could analyze truly what this is, I will tell you, humanity is starting to move off of default human nature. Human nature is that which humans say is the attitude that is normal. What humans do with humans. Look at history. It repeats itself. That is human nature. No, dear ones, that is old human nature. That is what we will call default human nature. That's what you start with until you realize you can change it. The biggest aha that humans will have spiritually is that the God outside has become the God inside. And that the default perception of God was that God is over there and that humans are in here and they never meet. That's the default understanding of the Creator, which is so big and yours so small. And yet in these days, old souls are starting to remember and feel that inside them somehow there's a piece of the Creator, a section. Somehow they're beginning to figure it differently than they were taught. Somehow they know that they are loved no matter what. Somehow they are beginning to be released from the guilt of what they were told. And that allows them to develop the joy of what they're going to do in the future. Imagine the majority population of the planet pushing in one direction, harmony. Get along, understand, make it work. Get along, understand, make it work. Because that has never happened. Default human nature has those in a group surround themselves and compete. And whether it was small city states or larger countries, the competition was clear for resources, for ideas, for ego, for power. You haven't done this, dear ones, for 70 years. Do you realize that? It's the outcast country who's doing that today. Would you say, perhaps, things have changed a little, and that the majority of countries on the planet, even former enemies and former conquerors of the ages, have put themselves together to talk a lie and make it work. You're seeing changes right now in what you would call the union and the zone. And the reason is because it's old. If some would understand that it needs to be rewritten, updated, and created in an elegant way instead of simply leaving, it might work better. Those who can't join because it doesn't make sense economically know that it needs to be rewritten. Dear ones, the evolution will create ways and ideas that have not yet been thought of that make total sense, that are doable, and that will bring it together. Those who may leave will come back. This is not the end of the zone. It is the beginning of change. You see, it has moved off of the default position. You study physicists and the way they act. and what they think of and how creative they are as they study default physics. Default physics are laws they see and consider absolute no matter what. We have said, the dear ones, the default is not where you should be looking and putting your interest. It's what you can change. Moving off the default will allow you to then manipulate the default. Inside you, to bring you to this meeting, some of you have manipulated the default. Who were you a few years ago? Is it the same human being, or did you make a change? What were you told in the beginning by those around you and your parents, and what are you doing now? I'll tell you, old soul listening to this, that many of you have moved off of the default position of what others consider to be normal. And where you have moved is a place that says, I can control it past normal. What is the default lifespan of you? Do you have a date where you stop breathing? And I will tell you something. If you have continued to look at this as the default, there is a date when you'll stop breathing. So many of you have said, now I realize that all along there has been an energy that no one really told me about. Consciousness can literally give instructions to cells and DNA. And I can activate, if you want to call it that, pieces and parts of my chemistry that have always been on default. They haven't even awakened. They simply sit there, but nobody's talking to them. And now I realize that I have moved off of the default because I'm going to live a long time. Some have begun to heal themselves, some in this room, with miracles that aren't really miracles. You've just moved off the default. It's simple. You're now starting to see the workings past that which you were born with. Now, here's the good news. That as this evolution starts to take place and more generations go by, the default will change. Already there are young people who understand there is more than they were told in every single aspect of life. They see everything as old and changeable. What is the default of politics all over the world? And you might say, well, distrust, corruption, ego, and power. What if I told you that that default is going to change? And that those countries which have elections will start to see inside the personalities of those running and will no longer want those who are out of integrity. That they'll be able to see it and sense it. And the default way of doing politics will actually bury a candidate instead of getting them elected. What is the default of business as usual, of corporate structure? What if I told you that was going to start changing? Where corporations would be more involved with those who are working for them. Where there might actually be a reward system where the heads of corporations share income in proportion with their stock price. But if I told you that the good old boys club won't be for long. Everything I've described is something that is moving off of default. Don't let anyone tell you how things work, dear ones, because you are changing it. It is the best news I can give you, but it carries with it worry, change, upset, anxiety, because you want default. At some level, all of you want to walk outside and have it the same way it was when you walked in. And dear ones, that's not always the case. Slow is best. Do you understand why? Because when things take a while, they have more sticking power. They become the way of it. And people start to see the sense of it by themselves. And slowly but surely, you start to see things move in directions they've never moved before, off of default. There'll come a day when at this beautiful idea of CERN, they'll have a museum. There'll be no more particle acceleration. And people will come to see it and they'll say, how quaint. It was a marvelous attempt. Look at the engineering of what they accomplished. And you'll know a lot more than you know now without many machines at all. Some things will start to show themselves that are not default. How do you see inside an atom? Maybe, just maybe, it's not by crashing photons together. You'll see. Meanwhile, I want you to see what is here and the cooperation and the beauty of the idea of a peaceful group of people from all over the world with one common goal, to find out what God did. Have a good evening. And so is